This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in as The Drive is live. Clint Sterner in the building. Run the show with you. Byron is in as Tyler is out. Still in an old Albuquerque. Shout out to New Mexico. I don't think I've ever been to New Mexico. I think that's one I've never been to.
For work only, over here.
A little work?
Just a little work.
Had a couple of games out there?
Mm-hmm. Called a couple games.
Oh, called ESPN, a couple.
ESPN Radio.
There you go.
Yeah, a couple bowl games.
Yeah, never been out there, man.
I didn't lose much out there, I'll tell you that.
Didn't lose much.
I didn't lose much out there, brother.
Yeah. Here it's beautiful, according to some people who texted in yesterday. But hopefully he's having a good time. I know he sent us a text saying Danny Cannell will be here Monday with us, so that's
he's
cool.
He's out there working. He can't get enough, can he?
I'm telling you. That's Tyler for you. Tyler for you, boy. He's out there working his ass off. By the way, Clint, some news. Not only did they have a big win last night, the Astros, but they've added to the bullpen. Veteran reliever Craig Kimbrell.
It's a tough one now.
Craig Kimbrell.
There you go.
Who has been, I'd say over the last 5-10 years, one of the better relievers, better closers in the league. Has had some big, big save seasons over the last several years. He's not really been doing much. He threw one inning and played one game this year. Thus far, he's been, just chilling. But he is signed with the Astros, and there is no rehab, nothing. He is joining the team in Baltimore. He is coming right on up.
It's what we need.
You like it?
It's what we need, brother. What we need.
We'll see. They tried Hector Neris, who had at least thrown some a little bit this year, and that didn't work out, so they're going to bring in Kimbrell, and we'll see what that looks like. Like I said, he only threw one inning this year. Last year, in 57 games, he threw 52 and a third innings. His ERA was 5.33. He did have 23 saves, but right now, clearly we know that the hater situation is obviously serious, and there's going to be some long time without him. Obviously, and they've got to do something. And I don't know if this is going to work. I think there's probably a reason, Clint, that he's been sitting out there chilling, and yep, he only has thrown one inning. But they got to do something. And we have seen this staff find a way to get better out of players and pitchers in particular that maybe other organizations didn't do so. So hopefully Craig has a little bit left in the tank and they can get something out of it.
Well, look, I mean, what's your 15 for him? I mean, he's been going at it now. So he's long in the tooth, but like you said, the Astros have brought some, you know, the best out of guys multiple times, and we'll see if getting off the couch and on the bump is
it's that bad right
see,
now, man.
See if it works for the Astros, man. I mean, for everybody out there, fans that aren't familiar with him, I mean, it's worth the price of admission,
at least lined up.
Oh, the stance on the bump with both arms up like that. Yeah, it is now, if he didn't go out there and pitch very well, we'll all make fun of it. But if he goes out there and pitches well, it could be something we could all enjoy.
Some fun with. Yeah, he's I believe he's a part of that Ginger Nation, isn't he?
He looks like
I'm pretty certain. I'm pretty certain he's a part of that Ginger Nation. But Craig Kimbrel, he's the newest member. Hell, he might pitch this weekend. I mean, that was the part that got me. And he will immediately join the big league club. Okay. All right. No, don't need to go to Sugarland. Don't need to go to the Hooks. Also, other good news, Clint, real good news. I don't know. We'll see what the Kimbrel news is, but real good news. Yordan Alvarez, he played last night in Double-A Corpus, and he went 3-for-3 with 2 doubles, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. He is now 5-for-7 in his 2 rehab assignments, and he is scheduled to go again tonight to try to play the back-to-back games. And then there's a possibility he could join them in Baltimore over the weekend. We'll see how today goes. But 5-of-7, you know, really it's not even about the production. We talked about that with Pena. It's not even about the production. It's more so about, hey, how does he look? How does he feel? How is that hand after he has to hit live pitching? Hell, I mean, you go 5-for-7, you know, multiple extra base hits.
Yeah.
Hey, man, whew, about time.
Well, you know he's letting it eat. That's the thing is are you up there kind of just going through the motions and trying to protect yourself a little bit tentative with that inflammation in that bottom hand? You know, on the knob of the bat, is he kind of being a little bit timid, or is he letting it rip? From a production standpoint, it looks like he's letting it rip. So now if on the backside of this back-to-back after he plays today, if there's no inflammation, yeah, man, how quickly can you get him to Baltimore? I typically was one like, hey, man, go on, give him an extra day and just meet him here in Houston for that Colorado series. But after going 5-for-7 and not hearing anything negative, now go ahead and get him on that PJ and get him up there to Baltimore.
This will be, but tonight to see, like, all right, he's good, he's feeling good, no problems. And then, because, right, he hadn't done the back-to-back thing, right? And we'll see what that looks like. Think they get him any action in the field, do you think?
Oh, no. Hell, I mean, we got people out here scared of him sliding to second base. I mean, hell, there ain't no way he's getting in the field, man. There's no way. No chance. I tell you, it would be electric here on, what would that be? Would that be Tuesday?
When they come back?
Or are they off Monday? They'd be off Monday, play Tuesday, I think that's right. Boy, Tuesday it'd be electric in that building, wouldn't it? You thought it was electric when Carlos came back.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Yordan back in that box? I got to believe they'll fill up Dykin in a hurry with that news.
I just want to see it. I think we have been.
Oh, I'm with you.
We've been
teased.
It.
There ain't no doubt about it. She is really good looking. Anybody else, we wouldn't be talking about.
No. Yeah. Hey, man, what's up with your old boss Jerry, man?
What happened?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, Jerry knows what he's doing.
Hey, Jerry has now made the rounds. Went on with Michael Irvin, went on with Stephen A., did all of this stuff. You got this by this is Jerry Jones as this saga with Micah Parsons has taken another turn. Here's Jerry Jones talking about his opinion of the contract situation with him, Micah, and his agent, David Mulligetta.
Yeah, Micah and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. And we had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent. And the agent said, don't bother because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, I'd already negotiated. I'd already moved off my mark on several areas. And so the issue, very frankly, is we've had the negotiation in my mind. And the agent's trying to get his nose in it right now and try to come in there and improve off the mark that we'd already set. It's the mama daddy deal. You go into mama and she won't do it. And she's the boss. She won't do it. So you run into daddy. Daddy says, do it. And then you go back in, say, mama, daddy said it was all right. It's the old mama daddy deal. We've all been there and done that. Well, we've got this deal resolved in my mind for the Dallas Cowboys.
Who daddy is in this scenario? Ooh, Jerry's done up.
We got this thing in my mind. We got this thing all worked out in terms what of is Dallas he? Cowboys.
What in the world, Jerry?
You just wonder if it's ever going to backfire on Jerry. If anybody at some point, if one of these guys is going to say, "Man, I've had enough," because
Do you think that's how he views agents? That the agent tried to stick his nose.
I don't think Jerry likes dealing with agents. I don't think he ever has liked dealing with agents. And now it's just becoming more and more necessary. And he playing the GM role, he's got to do it. So
did he have to deal with your agent, or did you guys? Well,
My agent told me how much he knew him and everything. Then we got in that office ready to talk, and my agent didn't have no damn clue who his ass. It was obvious in the first 30 seconds. Jerry didn't know my guy. My guy told me how well he knew. Oh, I negotiated with Jerry.
I was going to say, did Jerry tell him to leave and just say, here, Clint, got it?
There was no. I mean, if Jerry handles any of these deals like he did mine, he said, hey, here's a minimum deal, man. Here you go. Slid it across the table. Everybody in the room knew that I was a minimum guy. I was going
to
sign it.
So. I mean, Jerry is leading us to believe that him and Micah sat down, Clint, and they just went over years.
No, I don't doubt that.
Numbers. I don't. They went over escalators. They went over.
Now I will. I tell you, to get into the story. Like, I believe Jerry on that front. Like, I believe Jerry and Micah sat down and hashed out a bunch of, hey man, we're gonna make you the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. Cool. Hey man, we're gonna give you X. We're gonna give you the most guaranteed. Cool. Got it. And now I don't think Jerry's pulling the rug there. I think they sat down and had a much more in-depth conversation. The thing is nobody in their right mind, including Jerry, thought that was ever going to fly, and the agent wasn't going to negotiate anything. But Jerry knew that he could then leave that meeting and then go use it to do what he's doing right now and get a month's worth of free advertising.
Jerry said they had that meeting, and they said, hey, man, we're just going to send it down.
I mean, that don't sound normal if it's a backup quarterback.
If I say, hey, man, we got it all knocked out here. Hey, David, man, just go ahead and sign that up for us.
Yeah.
He don't even call. He calls him the agent. That's my favorite.
Doesn't call him by his name.
Going to stick his nose in our business.
Yeah, no. I think from jump, Jerry tells you in that damn documentary out there that the Cowboys are a 365-day-a-year soap opera, and if there ain't enough drama around it, he said, I'll drum some up. I'll make some up. And that is – now, you wonder if it's ever going back.
He's achieved it here, though.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. Now, the question is does David Mulugeta and Micah Parsons, do they ever get to a point where they're like, we can go make the same amount of money somewhere else. You might be able to go somewhere and maybe even have a better chance of winning in the playoffs. But in terms of being set up for future, in terms of being treated like a king, you're in the best spot.
But Jerry's already letting you know. He's a Dallas Cowboy for 3 years.
Yeah, for three. I'll franchise you.
I'm trying to add that up for you, Jerry. I'm trying to add that franchise tag, those back-to-back franchise tags up. You already got the highest paid quarterback player in the league over there with CeeDee Lamb over there and all the other. I'm trying to add that one up for you.
If one is ever going backfiring, this is going to be it.
We got 3 years.
Yeah. I'm telling you, both of them are crazy enough to piss each other off and dig and shove that knife in there and turn there.
I think we've gotten there. You think Jerry's hurt? Jerry, somewhere. Like, this isn't just Jerry. I don't think this is just Jerry. You think this might be all of the, hey, man, let's keep that soap opera going. I think Jerry's feelings are hurt or something. Or no, Jerry, feelings are hurt or how dare these two? How dare these? Like, there's something that is a personal part to this that seems different than anything else he's done.
Yeah, I don't know about feelings hurt. Now, it could be a big chess contest. You know what I mean? It can be one of those of like, I can win without you kind of deals, and which may hurt his feelings. But, I don't know. I don't know if Jerry operates like that. Not with guys that he – Now, I think his heart was in it with Emmett and Troy and Mike and them in Prime and those guys that he won championships with. I don't think these dudes that are winning regular season games. I don't think his heart's in it.
I don't think he's a fan of Mulugeta. I'll tell you that. Jeez, about that. All right, coming up, I think this is something that you can give credit to the Texans and their brass and their decision makers. Now, there's more to the story, but I do personally believe you can give credit to them for this decision it looks like they're going to make. We'll discuss that coming up next.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.